Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. That's the universal principle of divine justice that we find in the Scripture. And it is the principle that governs all people in all times and in all places. Wherever you look throughout the history of the world, whatever new civil governments, even sometimes humans, they all sought to atone for their sins, to win the favor of some higher power. We're all sinners. And as a result, we all deserve to die. And that is what God's justice demands. And blood is the only price that can pay the debt that we owe. The only thing that can make us right with God. But the question remains is, whose blood? And that is what the tabernacle helps us to see. We're in Exodus chapter 38 this morning in our reading through this book. The tabernacle furniture has been listed for us, and now we're in the courtyard, surrounded by a large rectangular courtyard or enclosure, the Holy of Holies and the Holy Place. And there in that open area, there are two pieces of furniture that we look at the end we're going to read. There was only one door, not multiple doors like we have in most churches today, but just one entrance. Everyone who would come into the presence of God had to come through the same way. If they wanted to meet with God, they had to come through the entrance that God had provided. And when they entered, the first thing they saw, and they would have been slipping between two big panels of curtain for a moment in darkness. The panels overlapped and you slid between them. So come the altar of burnt offering. And then beside that and beyond, the basin of bronze. The altar is 8 feet wide, square, 5 feet tall. The fire burned continually, morning, evening, all night it burned. It was there where the Israelites offered their sacrifices, and only a blood sacrifice was acceptable. Blood again for Israel, the only way. So sacrifice forward to God's Son, the shedding of his blood brings that full and final atonement that's necessary for salvation. And the basin of bronze, well, just briefly, it was filled with water, of course, and it provided additional cleansing for the priests and those who served, that they might, after their bloody work, and in preparation for the next series of sacrifices, be cleansed before God. You get the picture? You walk through the entrance and the first bronze, through the shedding of blood, the Passover lamb, and then cleansing as they pass through the Red Sea into new life with God. God gives you and me new life in Christ too. He takes away our sin through his bloody sacrifice on the cross, and he washes us clean, the scripture says, by washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Together, those two sacred objects in the tabernacle courtyard mark the way to God. First, justification, then sanctification. First, the cross, and then the Spirit. The gospel still calls us to believe in the power of God, his saving grace to cleanse us from every sin. Reading then selected portions of Exodus chapter 38, the first 20 verses. Hear now the word of the Lord. Bezaleel made the altar of burnt offering of acacia wood. 5 cubits was its length and 5 cubits its breadth. It was square and 3 cubits was its height. He made horns for it on its 4 corners. Its horns were of 1 piece with it, and he overlaid it with bronze. And he made all the utensils of the altar, the pots, the bits. He made for the altar a grating, a network of bronze under its ledge extending halfway down. He cast 4 rings on the 4 corners of the bronze grating as holders for the poles. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with bronze. And he put the poles through the rings on the sides of the altar to carry it with them. He made it hollow with boards. He made the basin of bronze and its stand of bronze from the mirrors of the ministering court were of fine twisted linen, 100 cubits. Their 20 pillars and their 20 bases were of bronze. And for the north side there were hangings of 100 cubits. And for the west side were hangings of 50 cubits, their 10 pillars and 10 bases. And for the front to the east, 50 cubits. The hanging for one side of the gate was 15 cubits, with their 3 pillars and 3 bases. So for the other side, on both sides, hangings of 15 cubits and their 3 bases. All the hangings around the court were of fine twisted linen. And the screen for the gate of the court was embroidered with needlework in blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twisted linen. It was 20 cubits long and 5 cubits high in its breadth, corresponding to the hangings of the court. Thus far, the reading of God's word.